Have you ever heard the expression, anything that can go wrong will go wrong? It is an example of an adage, and it has become known as Murphy's Law. Exactly why we refer to this popular saying as Murphy's Law specifically is not clear. There are many theories about where the name originated. Even the true meaning of the expression is the subject of intense discussion. Some people think it's a profound statement of philosophy, while others think it is a simple statement of universal fact. An early example of a similar expression can be found in the 1860s. It states that if we repeat an action often enough, eventually everything that can happen will happen. This interpretation is surprisingly neutral, while our modern interpretation of the law is almost universally negative. What is certainly true is that Murphy's Law is one of the most commonly used expressions in the English language and has been formatted to fit almost any situation. Murphy's original law. If there are two or more ways to do something, and one of those ways can result in a catastrophe, then someone will do it. Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will. Murphy's first corollary. Left to themselves, things tend to go from bad to worse. Murphy's second corollary. It is impossible to make anything foolproof because fools are so ingenious. Murphy's constant. Matter will be damaged in direct proportion to its value. The Murphy philosophy. Smile. Tomorrow will be worse. Murphy's law is everywhere. In addition to the laws, constants, and corollaries above, you can find lots of laws specific to almost every aspect of our private or working lives. Online, you can even find posters and games dedicated to Murphy's Law. In one such game, the player has to manipulate and combine items on the beach and turn our sun worshippers' holidays into a disaster. It even recommends that the player be nasty. In English, we use the German word Schadenfreude to describe the pleasure we sometimes get from seeing the misfortune of other people. This game obviously combines the two principles. Of course, bad luck is inevitable if you make it happen. So why do we need Murphy's Law? Maybe it's because it's easier to think that our own bad luck might be inevitable and not the product of our own bad decisions. And it might be easier to sympathize with other people when misfortune strikes because, sooner or later, we're all victims of Murphy's Law.